triage?
We received a call of an active shooter at the hospital, and EMS was requested to set up a station here at the A&B Hall. This has been a safe haven for hospital employees and anyone in the public that is needs information about the incident, and so we will respond and assign EMS personnel as they're ready to go from this location.
How is the drill going so far? I'll start with Phil.
We don't know. We don't really have much information. We heard some shots down in the admin office, and then folks evacuated, and here we are in the rally point, and right now we're getting a head count. And one of the things we're realizing, we just don't have communication with the folks in charge, which would be law enforcement. So we just don't know what's going on.
This is a headcount. You said this is clearly not the entire staff.
No, yeah. So the two things that staffers to do, either evacuate if they can or you know, barricade or stay in place. Those are the two options. So once they're here at the rally point, then they try to log in, get a headcount, but we don't have much information beyond that, so... Yeah.
And clearly not evacuating the long-term care folks or anything like that? Or Jennifer? Or?
For this drill, long-term care and the acute care patients were not in place, so they would not have been evacuated. In case of real life, if we could get somebody out easily, we would get them out with us, but we need to just do whatever we can to get as many people out of the building as possible.
Angela, it looks like people are... taking this well as could be. How do you think the drill is going?
Well, I think as far as emotions go, people, we did, you know, prepare people for it. So I think people had some idea of what to expect, and there's been some trainings to help prepare people. So I think that's a positive. But I still think even though it's a drill, people still, there's still adrenaline going.
And we're the people that got out.
Yeah.
So we're not in the middle of that. We walked, when we came out there, the SWAT team people were coming in, and that's all we saw of the drill.
You heard gunshots.
Yeah.
And then as far as the evacuation and lockdown, how did that go in your areas? Did you feel like you knew what to do?
I forgot. I had a radio. I forgot.